I'm violinist Jennifer Coe. Welcome to Shared Madness. Hi, my name's Jennifer Coe, and I'm here with Mark Gray. I'm so pleased with 20, and it's an awesome piece.
Thank you.
So can you kind of talk about maybe like how you, in exploring this idea of virtuosity, how you came up with the concept behind your piece?
Right. Yeah. So the work titled 20, as you mentioned, is actually, I call it kind of a rogue interpretation of Paganini's 20th Caprice. And really, it's an idea of, I don't know, looking at a lot of the elements of the Paganini. I've been very familiar with all of the Caprices over the years. But 20, there was something about 20 that really resonates, I think, both kind of psychologically, but also on the instrument itself, because you know, it has the A and the C section of the work is really that very famous kind of Scottish tune with the D drone, and the melody being on the A and on the E strings, where I decided to kind of reverse psychology the work and have the D drone still, but have the melody on the G string.
You know what's funny? I mean, I did all 24 Caprices like by the time I was like 14 or 15 or something. Yeah. And I've blocked it out. Just like I was sent to all Catholic schools. I've blocked all that out.
I can imagine.
How does 20 kind of explore your concept of what virtuosity is today?
Right. So with 20, when we spoke, you and I spoke about this work originally, you mentioned something about the Paganini caprices. And so I think, you know, those works being kind of the etudes and kind of like the standard, the gold standard in a way, it was really to look at, I think, where we are now in this digital age and with, you know, our ears have changed so radically in the past, you know, 30, 40 years. It's really sound world that we're looking at, and it's kind of this building a template of different sonorities, and so really looking at the original Paganini 20 Caprice, I tried to kind of disassemble some of his sonorities with the violin and kind of reconstruct it in my own way.
And how did you come to composition? Like, not only music, but composition.
Right. Well, I grew up in Palo Alto, California. And this was, you know, during the 70s. And the public school system was literally put an instrument in every kid's hands. If it takes hold, great. If it doesn't, well, then, you know, they'll become a lawyer or something. And so I had very long arms, so they gave me a trombone, and I started playing, and it just, like, did not stop from there. And so I started on trombone for many years, and then took up piano. And then when I started getting in my teenage years, found guitar and started playing that. And really, once I started getting into guitar, because it was, you know, with piano as well as guitar, really polyphonic, It was actually very interesting to me. And also coming from a background of trombone is you're always living the kind of like, you know, inside of the sound world of, say, an orchestra work or a band work where you're not like the, you know, lead voice as, say, the trumpets or the flutes or the first violins, but you're kind of always in the back, you know, giving that support base. And that foundation, and I think that really influenced my music making when I was quite young, and from that point, growing up in the Silicon Valley, and studying music, I decided actually to balance a technical world along with a creative composition world, and so. It was very interesting. So it all of a sudden I'm working between technological, circuitry, and then adapting that into, you know, scores that are like Penderecki's.
And now, Mark Gray's 20.
Thank you.